And then finding your seat. In which we'll invite stillness. So not, please don't think you're like stuck in there. Like that would be like make it hard to think like, okay, I'm stuck there for half an hour. That would make it really hard. So, you know, the body can totally be alive in that posture. And relaxation is a good, important aspect of the meditation. We could replace the word meditation by receptivity. And so to be receptive, to be available, it's good to be relaxed, so not having the idea that we're stuck in there might be helpful. So allow the body to find some ease and to breathe. Knowing that you can, you know, we don't want to fidget, but we can always readjust at some point during the sitting, change the leg, or if it gets intense, you could always also stand up. Very welcome to stand up for a few minutes. If you want to, or if it gets intense in some ways, if your eyes are closed, you could decide to just open them and take a pause, just hang out a little bit. We're inviting a little stillness in the body. And that'll create some relative silence in the room, maybe even silence inside. My friend Daryl talks about the three S's: stillness, invited, and silence, invited. Maybe some space will open up in the heart or mind. In our attention, presence. And in that relative stillness and silence and space, maybe things will appear, phenomenon or experiences like hearing. That kind of sensitivity of this body. Sensitivity to vibration and voices. We can see if we can allow silence and sounds, vibration to exist or pass, or happen. maybe in that space of presence, we could call it like this, in that space of presence, or receptivity. Some of us will discover that there is a body sitting here, alive, maybe vibrant, touching, pulsing, experiencing cold or warmth. A body breathing. We see if we can let this happen, the body being there, alive. Maybe parts comfortable and parts uncomfortable. So we're not trying to produce anything here, to achieve or acquire anything. We're just discovering how life is manifesting. Through the sensations of hands touching, maybe, resting. Or the sensations of the belly slightly rising and falling in its own way, at its own rhythm. So allowing ourselves to just feel what is happening here. The cold, the warmth, the touch of the hands. Doesn't have to be all of this, just one aspect of reality. The breathing. Becoming intimate with that experience of hearing or touch. We're not telling life what it is, but we're letting it happen and be known, reveal itself slowly. there are many comments happening inside of you, don't fight with it. Just don't put so much value in what is said or heard. See if you can value now just the sensations of hands touching. Discover hearing. As we sit here becoming aware of the present experience, of hearing or of touch, sensations of belly, rising and falling, as we do this, it's possible that we discover an inner quietness or inner agitation. Or heavy heart or light heart. Or neutral heart. Grumpy mind or playful mind or stable mind. If you become aware of your inner state, just see if you can allow it to be just like this right now. That quiet, that agitated. So we're becoming curious about our capacity to feel, our sensitivity. What is it like to actually hear or feel a sensation in the body? As if that had never happened before. What is it like to feel or receive experience of sound or silence or breath? Our attention doesn't have a form, a shape, and so it can, it allows it to really know, encounter, take the form of the breath or the form of a sound, you could say. Discover how attention can really reveal the experience of the hands, become almost the hand. And you'll notice how your attention gets caught, kidnapped by habitual thinking or obsessions. Just become aware of this. No judgments here. It's natural that it would do so. Notice how your attention gets lost and comes back to an experience of here now, a sensory experience. For just a few more minutes here. There is always attention. Notice where yours go. Again, notice your attention. Has it been captured or lost or entranced? Or is it awake to something happening, the breath or the touch of the hands? Is it mindful, fully present? Or is it scattered? No judgments here. Just being aware. Is it a spacious awareness? More aware of the space? Or is it intimate awareness that goes inside the hand and feels the sensations there? Or is it an attention that is upset by something, obsessed by something?